我相信已经没有多少人还记得十年前的这一天了啊。
I believe that there are already very few people who remember this day 10 years ago.
当时呢，有一个神秘的机器。
At that time, there was a mysterious machine.
在首尔的四季酒店的世界围棋人机大赛里面下了一步棋。
In the World Go tournament between humans and machines held at the Four Seasons Hotel in Seoul, he made a move.
结果震惊了整个世界。
The result shocked the world.
甚至呢，让当时的解说员呢判定这台机器直接出了 bug.
Even made the commentator at the time judge that the machine had a bug.
那这个呢就是著名的 AlphaGo 围棋 AI。 那个时候呀，别说现在 ChatGPT 了。
Well, this is the famous AlphaGo, the AI for Go back then, let alone GPT.
就下棋这件事啊，也
Regarding the game of chess,
根本就没有什么人相信 AI 能超越人类。但
There are also no people who believe that AI can surpass humans.
但是啊，十年后的今天
，But now 10 years later,
AlphaGo 背后的创始人和技术登上了诺贝尔奖的领奖台。
The founders and technology behind AlphaGo have won the Nobel Prize.
整个世界呢，也都全部被他改变了。
The whole world has been changed by him.
那这步棋到底有多离谱呢
？So how outrageous is this move?
在2016年3月啊，18次围棋世界冠军李世石啊，对面就坐着 DeepMind 的 AI 系统。
In March 2016, the 18-time Go World Champion Lee Sedol faced the AI system DeepMind.
AlphaGo， 全球有整整2亿人在线围观。
AlphaGo has 200 million people watching online worldwide.
那在第二局的时候
At that time, in the second round,
第37手 AlphaGo 呢落下了一颗黑子
The 37th move of AlphaGo, a black stone,
它的位置非常的诡异
Its position is very strange.
所有的职业的解说员都说这就是失误
All commentators said that this was a mistake.
当时的李世石呢盯着这个棋盘呀
At that time, Lai Shishi was staring at the chessboard.
嘴张了
Open mouth.
整整十秒，目光呢扫过全场，进入到了一个危机思考的模式。
His gaze swept across the entire field for a full 10 seconds before entering a state of crisis thinking.
但是啊，在100手之后
But after 100 hands.
那颗失误的棋子
The lost chess piece.
它精准地卡在了决定胜负的位置。
It precisely landed on the decisive position.
AlphaGo 最后赢了。
AlphaGo finally won.
最终的比分呢，直接4-1。
The final score is directly 4-1.
而2019年，36岁的李世石宣布退役。
In 2019, 36-year-old Lai Shishi announced his retirement.
那理由就一句话。
The reason is just one sentence.
AlphaGo 它是一个无法被击败的存在。
AlphaGo is an unbeatable existence.
要知道
To know,
在围棋的棋盘上的可能的局面是10^170次方。
The possible positions on a Go board are 170 to the power of 100.
比整个可观测宇宙的原子数还要多。
More than the number of atoms in the observable universe.
1997年 ，IBM 的深蓝靠暴力穷。
In 1997, IBM's Deep Blue relied on brute force.
击败了国际象棋的冠军。
Defeated the chess champion,
叫卡斯帕罗夫
Paul Kasparov.
但是国际象棋的复杂度和围棋相比啊
However, compared to chess, Go has a higher level of complexity.
就像是一杯水
Like a glass of water.
对太平洋
For the Pacific.
在2016年之前啊
before 2016.
整个 AI 圈的主流共识就是机器击败围棋世界冠军。
The prevailing consensus in the AI community is that machines will defeat the world champion in Go.
至少呢还要十年。
At least another 10 years.
但 DeepMind 的直接提前了十年。
But DeepMind's direct advance was 10 years ahead.
但是啊，围棋并不是最核心的。
But Go is not the core.
最核心的是在第37首它暴露出来的东西。
The most important thing is what was revealed in the 37th move.
那就是 AI 啊，根本就不是在模仿人类的棋手。
That's right. AI isn't really imitating human chess players.
他走出了人类在5500年的围棋历史中。
He stepped out of the 5,000 years of human history of Go.
从来没有人走过的路。
No one has ever walked this road.
而且呢，还走对了。
And luckily, it worked out.
这就意味着 AI 开始具备某种创造力。
This means that AI is starting to possess some creativity.
能够在人类的认知边界之外啊，
Beyond human cognition.
直接找到正确答案。
Find the correct answer directly.
而这个能力它一旦离开棋盘改变的。
And this ability, once it leaves the board, it changes.
它就完全不只是围棋了。
It's not just about Go.
像 AlphaGo 之后啊，
After AlphaGo, for example,
DeepMind 呢就连续进化了三代，一代比一代狠。
DeepMind's water-based products have been continuously evolving and improving.
首先呢是 AlphaGo Zero 啊。
First, there is AlphaGo Zero.
从完全随机的落子开始。
Starting from a completely random arrangement of pieces.
完全靠自己和自己下棋。
Completely relying on oneself and playing against oneself.
每天下490万盘。
490,000 hands per day.
三天就干翻了打败李世石的那个版本。
In 3 days, I defeated the version that defeated Lai Shishi.
不需要人类教啊。
No need for humans to teach.
自己就能从零进化到人类无法企及的水平。
I can evolve from scratch to a level that humans cannot reach.
再看 Alpha Zero， 给它任何棋类的规则。
Now let's see what Alpha Zero can do if we give it any kind of chess rules.
不管是围棋啊
，whether it's Go，
国际象棋啊
，chess，
日本将棋啊，不需要任何先验知识。
Japanese chess doesn't require any prior knowledge.
只要4个小时
，just 4 hours，
它就能够直接学完。
It can learn directly.
然后直接碾压 stockfish.
Then directly crush the stockfish.
这是当时地球上最强的一个象棋程序。
This was the strongest chess program on Earth at the time.
你要知道呀。
You know.
国际象棋已经被人类还有计算机研究了好几十年。AlphaZero.
Chess has been studied by humans and computers for decades, including AlphaZero.
他几个小时就找到了全新的战术体系。
It quickly found a new tactical system.
然后呢
？Then,
DeepMind 他的创始人哈萨比斯呢就做了一个非常改变历史的决定。
The founder of DeepMind, Demis Hassabis, made a very historic decision.
他决定把这个下棋的技术拿去解决真正的科学难题。
He decided to apply this chess technique to solve real scientific problems.
他呢，瞄准了一个困扰生物学界50年的世纪难题。
He focused on a century-old problem that has troubled the biological community.
就是蛋白质折叠。
It's about protein folding.
那蛋白质呢？它是生命的基础构件。
That protein is a fundamental component of life.
但是呢，要搞清楚一个蛋白质的 3D 的结构。
However, to clarify, to determine the three-dimensional structure of a protein.
传统的实验室啊，要花几个月。
Traditional laboratories take several months.
甚至是几年。
Even a few years.
那在2020年啊。
In 2020.
Alpha Food 2, 它。
Alpha Food 22.
就用 Alpha Go, 它完全同源的一个技术路线。
He used a technology roadmap that was completely identical to that of our 8 and it.
彻底破解了这个问题。
Completely solved the problem.
然后呢
Then,
他们做了一件更狠的事情啊。
They did something even more outrageous.
他把人类啊已知的全部两亿种蛋白质的结构全部预测出来。
He has predicted the structure of all known proteins, which is a total of billions.
并且免费开源给全世界。
And it is free and open source for the whole world.
那在今天有190个国家，超过300万个研究人员都。
Today, there are over 190 countries with more than one alpha research line.
都在用这个数据库，研究方向呢，从疟疾的疫苗到分解塑料的酶都在使用。
What research directions are you using this data for? From malaria vaccines to enzymes that break down plastics.
到了2024年的10月呢
Then in October 2024,
哈萨比斯还有约翰就
Haspi and John
因为这个拿到了诺贝尔的化学奖。
Once he had won the Nobel Prize in chemistry,
一个下围棋的人呢在
A person who plays Go.
十年后站上了诺贝尔的领奖台。
10 years later, he stood on the podium to receive the Nobel Prize.
但是 AlphaGo 的技术呢还没有停止，它的 DNA 还在持续的裂变。AlphaProof 把 AlphaZero 的搜索和强化学习。
However, the technology of Alpha has not stopped. The DNA is still continuously replicating. Alpha ProZero's search and reinforcement learning
也用到了数学证明上面
Using mathematical proofs above
直接在国际的奥林匹克竞赛上拿到的银牌水平
Achieving a silver medal level in international Olympic competitions
而 Gemini 的 DeepSync 模式同样受到 AlphaGo 的启发。
And Germany's DeepSync pattern is also inspired by AlphaGo.
在2025年取得的 IMO 的金牌水平。
In 2025, Amy achieved a gold medal level.
对 AI 这个时候就开始在人类最顶尖的智力竞赛里面碾压人类。Alpha Evolve 它更猛啊。
So, AI is now dominating in the top-level human intelligence competitions, and AlphaGo is even more powerful.
用 Gemini 驱动的编码智能体去搜索算法空间。
It uses a Germany-based coding intelligence to search the algorithm space.
找到了一种全新的矩阵乘法的方式。
Found a new way to multiply matrices.
大家要知道啊，这
Everyone knows
这个矩阵乘法是现在几乎所有的神经网络的底层运算。而
This matrix multiplication is the underlying operation of almost all modern neural networks.
这一步呢被
And this step
DeepMind 的内部直接叫做又一个第37手的时刻。AI Scientist 基于 AlphaGo 的搜索和推理的原理呢
Called by Tim Mann internally as another 37th hand moment, AI Scientist based on the search and reasoning principles of AlphaGo.
让多个 AI 智能体相互辩论。
Let multiple AI agents debate each other.
科学家说，在帝国理工的实验的验证中啊
，Scientific hypothesis verification in the experiment at Imperial College，
他独立得出了一个关于抗菌素耐药性的假说。
He independently came up with a hypothesis about antibiotic resistance。
而这个假说呀
，And this hypothesis，
人类研究者是花了好几年才通过实验给验证了出来。
Human researchers have been able to verify this through experiments, which took several years.
所以啊，你发现从围棋到蛋白质，从数学到算法。
So you see, from Go to protein, mathematics to algorithms.
从基因组到天气的预测啊，你。
From predicting weather to predicting genes.
你会发现有一个暗线是始终贯穿。
You will find that there is a set of cards that run through.
那就是 AlphaGo.
That's AlphaGo.
它证明了在天文级的搜索空间里面。
It proves that in the vast search space of astronomical scale,
AI 能够找到人类所看不到的路径。
AI can find paths that humans cannot see.
蛋白质折叠是搜索空间。
Protein folding is a search space.
而数学证明也是搜索空间。
And mathematical proof is also a search space.
算法设计也是搜索空间。
Algorithm design is also a search space.
而药物发现其实也是搜索空间。
And drug discovery is also a search space.
这第37首啊。
This is the 37th one.
它并不是一步棋。
It's not a game.
它是一把通用的钥匙。
Is a universal key.
所以在十年之后。
Therefore, after 10 years,
2026年3月9号
March 9, 2026,
李世石回到了首尔四季酒店
Wang Shishi returned to the Seoul Four Seasons Hotel
十年前那场比赛的同一个地方同一个日期
10 years ago at the same place and on the same date
但是这次他不是来和 AI 对战的
But this time he didn't come to compete with AI
而是来演示如何用 AI 来协作的。
Instead, let's demonstrate how to collaborate with AI.
曾经被 AI 击败的人。
People who were once defeated by AI.
现在在和 AI 并肩。
Now, we are working side by side with AI.
他说了一句话。
He said a sentence.
AlphaGo 给人类最大的教训就是一张来自未来的路线图。
The biggest lesson that AlphaGo has taught humans is a roadmap from the future.
他清晰地告诉人类啊。
He clearly told humans.
世界将会怎样的改变。
What will the world be like?
十年啊，从一步棋到诺贝尔奖。
10 years from one step to the Nobel Prize.
从棋盘到改写整个科学研究的方式。
From transforming the way we conduct scientific research.
而哈萨比斯说啊
And Habesi said,
真正的创造力不是发明一个新的围棋策略。
True creativity is not inventing a new Go strategy.
而是发明一个像围棋一样深邃一样。
Instead, invent something as profound as Go.
值得研究的。
Worth studying.
全新游戏，棋呢还在下。
The new game of chess is still being played.
但是棋盘已经不是19×19了。
However, the chessboard is no longer 19×19,
而是整个世界。好了。
Instead, the whole world is good.
如果这个视频对你有帮助
，If this video is helpful to you,
别忘了点。
Don't forget to like.
赞关注
Focus
注这对我非常重要
This is very important to me
好了
OK
关注 C 哥
Pay attention to C brother
我们下期见
See you next time